Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
Guys,
Darren Moore.
You know the matrix are in the process of writing exams right now, right?
Yes.
But did you know that the matrix that are writing exams right now are considered Gen Z or Generation Z?
I did not know that.
Yes. Gen Z refers to those children, teenagers, born between 1995 and 2009. And as with other generations, this cohort has distinct strengths and weaknesses.
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that someone who was born in 95 is writing matrix already?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. It's crazy, right? But we make the mistake. The three of us are from different generations. The Gen Z exams for them are very different to us. In broad strokes, the positive traits that Gen Z have on their side include higher IQs than baby boomers, greater ambition than millennials, that's y'all, and a well-developed sense of responsibility. So, how are they faring when it comes to studying and writing their matric exam finals? Joining us on the line is counseling psychologist and head of student services at SACAP, the South African College of Applied Psychology. Yogini. Good morning, Yogini.
Good morning.
So Gen Z kids are currently writing matric exams. What makes this generation different from their predecessors, Sky and Kerry, the millennials, and Darren, the Gen X?
I think one of the biggest pieces is the tech-savviness, that they live in a very different time where information is so readily accessible and it's at their fingertips. It's pushed them into a space where they need to be a lot more critical thinkers in terms of how to best use this information now.
And is it true, seeing as I've got Sky and Kerry right here, that out of all of these generations, Gen Z, Gen X, and Gen
Y,
that the millennials are the laziest?
I wouldn't say that is correct, because I would probably get shot down being a millennial myself. I would like to think that's not the case. But if we look at Gen Z, there's a lot more of a fast-paced attitude. Mm. So it's also wanting to get things done, not wanting to be in mundane spaces or getting caught up in repetitive tasks. So there seems to be a very fast pace in progression. And like you said, it seems to be a very ambitious generation. Mm. And it's almost because they want to keep moving and moving forward at a faster pace.
Now, how does a Gen Z's study method change from a millennial or a Gen X?
And it goes back to tech savviness, right? If you look at beyond Gen Z, we have such young kids who are so well adapted to tablets and to cell phones, and you actually wonder, what does that now mean for learning? So if you think a generation back, a lot of young age and early childhood learning happened through play, and that was outside play and a lot of movement activity. Mm. And if you compare how that's changed in the past generation, you're looking at a lot more indoor gaming experiences, and the learning experience then gets tailored around this tech savviness.
For someone who is a parent of a matriculant, a Generation Z or Generation Z, is it something that you could tell a parent? Like, because obviously the children now, the learners are quite different. The prep is different. The way they're going to be studying is different. Is there something that, or a way that you could help or tell a parent what to do to kind of assist the literal new generation?
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's a difficult time. It is quite a stressful time for matriculants and their parents. But first things first, we need to understand that the learning approach is completely different, as you mentioned. So if we're trying to enforce approaches and techniques that we used back in high school, it might not be the best advice. What is best for parents to do is sit down with their kids and almost collaborate on a healthy study approach. So where they embrace the use of technology, I mean, you can find answers for almost any scholastic question nowadays on YouTube. Parents can help their kids explore those spaces. But it's also very important for parents to be that positive role model at the moment. So this is where they need to model emotional well-being, but also physical health. And then also healthy eating is a big part where parents can come in. And then also to remember that stress is a good thing. Stress is what keeps us energized. It's what keeps us motivated. And there is a positive element of stress that we refer to as eustress. And that is actually what we need to keep going. So for parents to understand that, they have a very important role in this process. And that role is to be supportive and collaborative. To guide and support in this time is the most important thing. So although we're speaking about the generations as boxes that we're neatly packing people into, remember we're humans and fluidity is still something that's part of our being. So it's always a possibility that parents can expose themselves to these creative new ways of studying.
Absolutely.
And that could help them better understand how their kids think, how their kids learn, and then encourage their kids in terms of prepping for exams as well. So it is very important elements to bring up. And if parents are not willing to take on a collaborative element, they might find themselves knocking heads because their understanding is based clearly on misconception.
100%. I'm learning that the hard way. I'm trying to teach my daughter learning techniques, and she's like, that's not working for me at all, Dad. I'll do it this way. And I go, okay, whatever works for you. But it's hard because I think I know I know best from my learning, my learning. And I'm so glad that this younger generation are creative, because they're going to need that creativity to solve the problem we created with climate change. Yogini, thank you so much for chatting to us.
It's been a pleasure, guys. Lovely to chat with you this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Darren Moore, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.